This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
You can buy a property for $1 in Baltimore. Here's How, by Jeff Vashista. HBO's seminal series, The Wire, put Baltimore's plight on the map, with crime and urban blight run amok. Now, 16 years after that show ended, it seems little has changed from the city it depicted. The situation has become so desperate that the city is selling off dilapidated buildings for $1. However, before you dig out the loose change in your pocket to snag a townhouse, remember there are caveats, of course. There were almost 15,000 abandoned homes in Baltimore as of 2022. 15,000. Blighting the landscape, and Mayor Brandon Scott, as first reported in Bloomberg, is offering up 200 of them virtually free to encourage investors to help transform the beleaguered city. It echoes an initiative that helped change Baltimore in the 1970s. Why are we repeating history? The city is keen to foster homeownership, so owner-occupants get the $1 price. For investors, it goes up to $3,000. Savvy investors could, of course, live in the home initially and move out and rent later, thus still qualifying for the free home, along with grants of $50,000 to assist with renovations. Provided recipients secure pre-approval for construction loans. So, all that said, should you even invest in Baltimore, even if it's $1? Okay, should you kick off your investing journey by buying one of these? To answer that, you need to answer another question too. Do you mind putting in a whole lot of work, and money to fix up a home in a crime-infested neighborhood in which you will have to live? Before responding to that, it's worth noting that New York instilled a similar scheme in the 70s and 80s in Harlem, where it auctioned off brownstones for bargain basement prices. Those homes are now worth millions. However, as you may have guessed, Baltimore is not New York, and a lengthy wait may never result in millions of dollars in equity. That said, though, a developer could ostensibly buy multiple homes to transform entire neighborhoods for the better. For most small investors, if money is tight, you're unfamiliar with gut job renovations, and maybe you're not really keen on living in a war zone. The logical advice would be to just run, like in the opposite direction. Now, quickly, go. Let's go ahead and offer some more history, shall we? The U.S. has a history of selling $1 homes. Baltimore is just one of many cities in America selling rundown homes for a buck. Newark, New Jersey, a 20-minute train ride from Wall Street, recently implemented a similar program, and HUD has an entire website dedicated to $1 homes. A city-sanctioned sale is a safe bet that once all the criteria are met, you can buy a $1 home and probably be eligible for loans and grants, too. However, beware of homes advertised for sale for a buck elsewhere. The magical sales price could be a little bit misleading. A luxury New York condo was recently advertised for sale at that price and eventually auctioned for $2.5 million. Bait-and-switch tactics are common with unbelievably low-priced homes. And $1 homes are not limited to the U.S. either. Italy has recently been in the news for selling run-down 1-euro homes in picturesque villages, as have many other cities around the world. So who should invest in $1 homes, you might be asking? Is there anything good? Yeah, so despite all the negative aspects of investing in a dollar home, there are instances when it could be worthwhile. There's a chronic shortage of affordable housing, for sure. A lot of urban cities are nearing bankruptcy. Thus, cities are desperate to increase their tax rolls and could help out with subsidies from state and federal governments and profit and nonprofit organizations. To start this whole crazy process, check the HUD website for dollar homes near you, and then look to see which Community Development Block Grants, CDBG, are available. However, don't consider taking the plunge unless all of these criteria are met. You are extremely handy and can do a whole lot of work yourself. If you're handy and don't mind taking on the general contractor duties of a major renovation, hiring subs along the way, you certainly can maximize government grants, programs, and loans to bring in the renovation without too much money out of pocket. Also, you are an experienced investor with a tight-knit construction crew. If you're an investor looking to flip or rent multiple homes when finished, the economies of scale could work in your favor. Granted, you won't be able to pick up the properties for a buck, but by having efficient crews go from home to home, you can minimize costs and help uplift an entire city block, raising property values. Beware, though, of the perils of doing construction in a blighted community. Homes are being sold for a buck for a reason. Ensure your crews are protected and secure, all entrances locked, and never leave your tools there. Ever. Not even for a minute. Also, you are a minority developer and can access funds designated for diversity and inclusion. Over the last 4 years or so, a lot of cities and banks have been keen to redress gender and racial inequality in construction and lending and have earmarked programs and money for minority-led projects in historically black neighborhoods. Of course, that doesn't mean that everyone hired to work has to be a minority. Often, minority developers can access the money and partner with non-minority contractor or business associates. Some final thoughts? Seeing homes for a dollar anywhere in the U.S., especially in and around major cities like Baltimore, certainly going to attract a ton of attention. Cheap homes that require an entire gut rehab are rarely deals, especially if the land is not valuable at all. That's because the money you need to spend to make them livable usually equals the amount it costs just to buy one, without the headache of all that construction. The only way to get ahead in the short term is to save on construction costs by doing the work yourself, trading your time for money, or by accessing grants or deficient interest rate loans. So they're generally not for short-term flips, unless the aforementioned factors are in place. Instead,
These are best for long-term buy-and-hold owner-occupants investing in their futures and the increasing prosperity of the neighborhood. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Have you checked out the latest new podcast from Bigger Pockets? It's pretty awesome. Level up your real estate investing with a weekly dose of entertaining takes and expert analysis on the trends, data, and headlines shifting today's economy. All happening on the Bigger Pockets podcast, On the Market, hosted by Dave Meyer and a panel of experts. Start investing with confidence. Stay here on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and navigate to On the Market. Or you can find the show by visiting biggerpockets.com/podcasts. But hey, don't leave me here all alone. Please, I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Adios.